Missouri Marching Band with the national anthem, and we are about 10 minutes away from kickoff. We'll be back with the Corydon State Bank starting lineups in just a moment. Again, brought to you courtesy of the Corydon State Bank, and they are one of our many fine sponsors, and we will let you hear from them now. Wayne Falcon Football is being brought to you by Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer Medical help you or your loved ones with your home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. Hanson's Iowa Realty. When you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheridan is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hanson of Hanson's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. The Indianola Auto Group. Your local Indianola car dealers have joined forces to provide you with the best-in-class sales service in Warren County. They have over 1,500 vehicles available at their dealership. Their sales and service staff are there to serve you in a small-town friendly atmosphere. They invite you to visit any of their dealerships for all of your automobile needs. Noble, Southtown, and Waters. Judd's Ranch House. Hot, fresh food, country atmosphere, and plenty of room for everyone. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Judd's has a menu to please everyone. Everyone is headed to the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona, open Tuesday through Saturday. Mac Hardware. Stay ahead of the changing weather in Iowa and keep more money in your pocket by renting the equipment you need at Mac Hardware on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheridan. Mac Hardware rents chainsaws, log splitters, pole saws, and more. Call 641-774-0410 for more information. That's Mac Hardware in Sheridan. Smith Auto Body. When you have an accident, whether it's an animal or a tree that's messed up your vehicle, you can count on Smith Auto Body in Sheridan to get your vehicle back to the way it was, all shiny and new. Call Smith Auto Body at 641-774-5008 for all your auto body work. Great Western Bank of Corydon. Great Western Bank in Corydon. A home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping make life great. Red Haw Realty. List your real estate with Red Haw Realty. Red Haw is your real estate A-team, and they have an A-list of buyers to get your property sold. List it. Sell it. Call Red Haw Realty in Sheridan at 641-774-4242. Corydon Hy-Vee. The Corydon Hy-Vee is a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials. They have fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corydon. And we are back. Thank you to all of our sponsors, and we'll hear more from them as the game progresses. We're going to give you the Corydon State Bank starting lineups right now, brought to you by the Corydon State Bank. For the Murray Mustangs, their offense was introduced, and at running back, number 5, Seth Nernis is a 6'4 junior. Guard, number 11, Alex Shaw, 5'10, 160, he's a senior. Quarterback is number 18, Thane Siemens. He is 6'4, 155, freshman. Tight end will be number 20, Matthew Barnes. Barnes, the 5'10 junior. At running back, star of the show for the Murray Mustangs, number 28, Andrew Ryder. He has scored just about every way you can this year. He's got a pick six in each of the four games so far this season. Number 33, tight end Sam Ruckold is a 6'1 senior. At center, number 56, George Barber, 6'3, 205 senior. And guard 64, Ben Rockold, 5'10 junior for the Falcons. The defense was introduced. Number three, Carson Keeper, the 5'10", 150-pound sophomore. And number four, Trent Carpenter, senior, and a co-captain at that, 5'7", 140. Number 10, junior co-captain Clayton Keeper, 5'7", 160. Number 15, senior Ethan Horton, 5'8", 140. Blade Baker, the sophomore, number 24, 5'7", 150. Number 44, Tyler Jameson, 6'1", 180-pound senior. Anchoring the middle of the line, number 45, Tate Van Dyne, 5'9", 215, junior. And Draven Jellison, the big number 72, the 6-foot, 370-pound junior for the Falcons. The coin flip has taken place, and the Falcons are lining up to receive the opening kick. They will be moving from east to west into the sun to begin the game. That is left to right on your radio dial or your computer screen. Deep for the Falcons, Carpenter and Clayton Keeper. Kicking off is number 33, that's Sam Rockold for the Mustangs. So we are set to tee it off. Your Chambers and Ralph kickoff is high end over end, fielded by Keeper at the 5. Heading up the middle of the field, hit at the 15 and brought down at the 18. So Keeper, give him 13 yards on the kick return out from the Falcon 18. And Murray has food in the press box, so this is going to be a good game for the broadcaster anyway. Falcons lining up with two receivers to the left, one back behind Trent Moore. Rolling, throwing it to the near side, caught by Jameson out over the 25, and tackled there by Nernis. So, good, safe play for Moore to start his night, and a completion just across the 25, give him 7, second and 3. And the Falcons will go for their own 25, second and 3. Moore under center with the Keepers behind him, Ethan Horton, to the near side right in front of us. We're camped out around the 30. Got a good view of this. Ball's on the turf. The ball's on the ground at the 25. Murray picks it up. Baker comes out of the pile with the ball, but the officials had already signaled Murray ball. Blades is pleading his case, but to no avail. The ball sits at the Falcon 25, first and 10 for Murray. Siemens hands it off, and it's Ryder, and he's stacked up and brought down immediately. The ball's loose by Baker with the tackle, but they rule him down. Loss on the play. So from the Falcon 26 now, it'll be second down and 11. Good play by Blade. Nothing there for Ryder on first down, his first attempt. And Siemens will fake the handoff and roll to his right, being chased by Tate Van Dyne. Gets there, but the pass is complete inside the 10. Knocked out of bounds by Carpenter. Caught by number 20, Matthew Barnes. And the ball will be spotted. A good spot for the Falcons back at the 8. But an 18-yard pickup is a Mustang first down. First and goal at the 8. Hand off to Ryder up the middle. Not much there. Driven down. And it's Carson Keeper, the first in on the play, helped out by Tate Van Dyne. And he gets forward progress up to about the 5. So pick up a three there, and it'll be second and goal. Falcons looking to avoid what would be a really bad start, having received the Chambers and Ralph game-opening kickoff. And option play, hit by Paul on the loose. Keeper picks it up. He's got one man to beat. And he trips and stumbles near the 20. Knocked down. Ankle saved by Sam Rockhold, or else Carson Keeper would have been gone. Quarterback fumble on that one. Big hit by Tate Van Dyne. Ball comes loose. Picked up by Carson. And from the 5 out to the 20 on the return. So from their own 20, no harm, no foul, I guess. Falcons put it back in play, backs in the eye. Pitch is to Clayton, hit in the backfield and stacked up there. Now they're trying to strip the ball. He'll lose a yard. Minus one on that, back to the 19. And it'll be second and 11. So that Great Western Bank, great play by Tate Van Dyne, gives the Falcons the ball back without surrendering any points. There's 9 minutes left on the first quarter clock, and we're scoreless. Carpenter split out to the left, Horton to the right. Moore under center, dropping straight back, throwing to the near side. Horton threw his hands, incomplete. Looked like Horton may have slipped as he was cutting back for the ball, but in any event, incomplete, makes third and 11 from the 19. Trips to the right. Empty backfield behind Moore. Now dropping back into the gun. Good snap by Van Dyne, rolling near side, throwing it long, and has Keeper, if he can catch it, over his head, incomplete. And we'll give that one a C on the scorecard for catchable. But it would have been difficult. And all of a sudden, fourth and 11 now. And I believe that's Keaton Nickel back to punt. Clean snap. Punting toward the Falcons sideline, goes out of bounds. And the spot will be right at midfield. Nope, going to lose a little bit more. And at the 32. So from the 19 to the 32 is only a plus 13 on the punt, but Murray has the ball for the second time and in Falcon territory. Ball has not crossed the midfield stripe yet. We're at 8:35 to go in the first quarter, scoreless. Homecoming at Murray. Falcons have yet to play at home this season, but we'll entertain Moravia next week in their own homecoming. And the officials have the ball at midfield, and the one on the near side has caught it. Ball should be placed at 32 is where they had spotted it. And now they're changing that call, and it'll be from the Falcon 39. Hand off up the middle, Ryder is hit. Van Dyne was the second man there. I'm not sure yet who was first. May have been Blake Baker. Clayton Keeper was in on it too. And a loss of half a yard on the play. So from midfield, second down and 11 to go for Murray. Scoreless in the first quarter at the 8 minute mark. Siemens with an option play pitches it back to Ryder. He's got room on the near side. Hit. by Horton and dragged Ethan with him for an extra 4 yards into the Falcon 29. That'll be a Murray first down. So from the 29, 7:45 to go, first quarter, scoreless in Murray. Murray with the ball. Falcons have had it twice with a fumble and a three and out. Murray with their second time. The handoff is to Nernis, and he's dragging Blake Baker forward for about five, six more. And the ball will be at the 23. Give him six. So 7:10 to go, first quarter. Ball's on the Falcon 23. Murray with it. Second down and four. Ryder and Nernis. Nernis gets the pitch, heading on the right side. He's got room around the corner. Cuts back. Falls inside the 10. He'll be marked down around the 5. About an 18-yard pickup for Nernis on second down. That'll be a foul or a Mustang first down. And first and goal from the Falcon 5. We've seen this before. Let's hope for the same outcome. Siemens bobbles it a little bit, pitches it back. Nice catch by Ryder. He'll go into the end zone untouched. 5-yard touchdown run for Ryder at the 6:38 mark of quarter number one. Murray now with a 6-0 lead pending the Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. And putting down a kicking tee is number 44, Brandon Short. Ryder to hold. The snap was not that good. Partially blocked by the Falcons and no good. So it's 6-0, Murray, 6:38 to go. And quarter number one here as the Falcons play a non-district game. Farm Bureau agent John Fry in Corydon. John Fry is your Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Stop by, let John give you a quote for whatever you're in. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what he can do. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm. Attorney Roberta Chambers is a proud sponsor of Wayne Falcon football. Lucas County Health Center. Lucas County Health Center is there for you when you need them for the full line of service. From obstetrics to oncology, from physical therapy to diabetes education, you're here to care for them. You provide each patient with the highest quality family-centered health care. And we welcome you back. It's 6:38 to go in the first quarter, getting ready for the Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff. Murray to kick off to the Falcons, teed up by Sam Rockhold with Trent and Clayton deep. End over end kick will be fielded by Clayton inside the 5 at the 2, heading up the left side this time, out to the 20. Shirt is grabbed, and he pushes his way out to the 25. A 23-yard kickoff return for Clayton. And the Falcons will put it in play from their own 25. Trailing now 6-0. And trips to the right. From the sideline in, it's Horton, Carpenter, and Clayton Kiefer. Quick pass to Horton through his hands, incomplete, hit as the ball got there. Ball will stay at the 25. It'll be second and 10. After completing his first pass, Moore is now 1-for-4 on the game for 7 yards. Falcons dedicated to the pass, though. Trips to the right, tight end to the left. Moore throwing it, and the receiver falls. Moore throws it long. It's not a chance on this one. Incomplete. Carson covered by Ryder. Third down and 10 now from the Falcon 25. .6:20 to go in quarter number one. Falcons have managed to take 11 seconds off the clock, and we're at third and long. This is not a good start for this drive. Trenton Clayton to the right, and Jameson and Horton to the left. Looking to the right, throwing over the middle, complete to Carpenter. Nice catch, and he's down across midfield. Bullet down the end of the middle of the field in traffic, and to the 37 is 15 and 3 is 18-yard pickup on 3rd and 10, and that's a Neeson Pharmacy first down. Carpenter to the left, backs in the eye behind Moore under center. The handoff is to Clayton on the right side. Got a little bit of room, slips and falls. The Falcons are having trouble with their footing. Gets across the 35 down to the 31. Several slips and near slips for the Falcons. That one cost Clayton probably several yards. 6-yard pickup makes it 2nd and 4. From the Mustang 31, Falcons in need of eating some time off the clock, pushing the ball down, getting a score, hopefully trips to the left. Nobody behind Moore. Quick pass to the left, a little bubble screen to Horton, catches it out near the first down marker. And that'll be another Neeson Pharmacy first down for the Falcons. Ball will be spotted at the 27. Pickup of 4. Didn't even mark that one, or have to measure it. But he didn't make it by much, but not. Now it's how many is what I always heard. Receiver each way, handoff to the fullback Carson. Now nowhere to go, trying to get outside and brought down for a loss by several Mustangs, and they will give him forward progress just across the 30. But that's a loss of 3 on the play. So from the Murray 30, or just inside it anyway, 4:10 to go in the first quarter. Van Dyne will snap it to Moore. And Tate has Evan and Blade on either side of him. Quick pass and incomplete. Intended once again for Horton. And it'll bring up 3rd down for the Falcons. We're inside 4 minutes to go in quarter number one with this score. Murray 6, Wayne 0. They had third and long a little bit ago, and a pass went complete to Carpenter over the middle. Carpenter spreads out wide to the left. Clayton in the slot. Carson behind quarterback Trent Moore. He's going to look long, trying to go to Jameson, and incomplete down near the 5-yard line. Underthrown a bit by Trent. 4th down now from just inside the Murray 30. 3:51 to go, quarter number one. And Coach Elliott wants a bread dough timeout. And if you're looking for a great timeout with your family, go to Bread Dough Pizza in Corydon. And that timeout comes with 3:51 to go. And coach is going to look for a 13-yard play or longer on fourth down, just inside the Murray 30. Personal, friendly, and reliable, Neeson Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy. Neeson Pharmacy on the southwest corner of Gordon Square. Check out their selection of Iowa and Iowa State apparel. Midwest Heritage Bank. Midwest Heritage offers a full suite of financial solutions, including deposit and loan products, as well as financial planning and insurance services. Red Dough Pizza is Corridor. Red Dough Pizza is the place to meet before the game and the place to celebrate after the game. We'll see you at Red Dough for pizza. Bingham Construction. Bingham Construction. Trust your next building project to a winning team. Bingham Construction. Call Roger Bingham at 641-203-0578. They will get the job done. Danco. And it is 4th and 12 for the Falcons from the Murray 30. Two receivers to the left, Clayton to the right, and Carson behind Trent. Trent's dropping back, going to throw it. He's throwing long to Clayton toward the end zone. Complete touchdown, Falcons. Moore complete to Clayton Keeper. On 4th and 12, they pull out the 30-yard bomb. And the Falcons are on the board. Touchdown with 3:45 to go in quarter number one. And with Dylan Lane still not in uniform tonight, the Falcons are forced to go for two. And everybody on the right side of the line. Blade Baker on the left. Now Carson heading back to the left side of the line. Moore dropping straight back, throwing it quickly to the right. Complete to Jamison. Conversion is good. The PAT is complete. Moore to Jamison. And the Falcons have taken the lead over the Murray Mustangs here in Murray, 8-6, with 3:45 to go in quarter number one. Sporting Goods in Centerville offers the best selection of sporting goods in the area. Danco family owned since 1979, offering you a selection of quality sporting goods so you can play proud. Danco. Better equipment. Every inch counts in the red zone, just like every inch counts for farmers out the field. At Case IH, we're helping farmers get the most out of every acre of their product. That are powerful, productive, and reliable, so they're ready for the challenges ahead. The world of farming is changing. Be ready with Case IH from Better Equipment in Highway 2, 2 miles east of Gordon. And at 3:45 to go in the first quarter, we are set. The Falcons tee it up for the first time tonight for our first Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff by Tate Van Dyne. Gets the spit out of his mouthpiece, and Tate's ready to go, lumbering up, booting a low bouncer, fielded at the 23 by number 20, heading this way, hit by Clayton Barnes with the return. Clayton and Trent bring him down at about the 35. So 12-yard pickup, and from their own 35, Murray, with their third possession, first one ended in a fumble, second in a touchdown, and now they have it at their own 35, 3:39 to go in quarter number one. Pitches back to Ryder, cuts, now it cuts back to the outside, one man to beat, Horton knocks it down. Big gain for Ryder. Gets forward progress all the way to the 29 of the Falcons. 16-yard pickup. A little generous on the spot, but he's at home. What are you going to do? From the Falcon 29, then. Three 15 and counting. Quarter number one. Backs in the eye behind The quarterback thing, ball's on the turf and dropped on immediately by Rockhold. Alert. I mean, not so alert to drop the ball, but very alert to fall right on it, not try to pick it back up and run. Loss on the play of a yard. Back to the 30. Second and 11 for the Mustangs, trailing the Wayne Falcons 8-6 here in quarter number one from Murray. Beautiful night. Dropping back, pitching to Ryder, now cutting it back up the field on the right side. Oh, makes a nice move, and he's free to the end zone. 30-yard touchdown for number 28, Andrew Ryder. At 2:27 to go. And on to kick is short again. The last kick was short. Ryder with the hold. Clean snap. Good hold. Kick is high enough, long enough, and good. Short puts it through. And Murray now takes the lead over Wayne, 13-8. Wayne now looking to answer once again when we return. Shippers Manufacturing. Take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shippers Performance System. Absolutely no other drying method matches the performance of Shippers in-bin continuous counterflow drying. The Allerton Lumber Company. Construction service and supply from small hand tools to lumber. We have what you need for your next project. Stop in today at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton, Iowa. Gordon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Gordon State Bank, security for your online bank. And we're back, 2:27 to go in quarter number one. Murray now ahead 13-8. This is the kind of offensive explosion we thought was possible. And hopefully the Falcons can answer punch for punch. Murray's going to do this all night. We better be ready. Deep are Clayton and Carpenter. Kick is once again Clayton's way. Fielded at the 5. Heading up the near side. Finds a little bit of a seam and then heads for contact. Gets out over the 25. And the ball will be spotted at the Falcon 33, a 28-yard return for Clayton Kiefer. Hey, that's not the 33, that's the 28. Who's tricking me here? 23-yard return. So from the Falcon 28. Clayton, the only back behind Trent. Moore pitches it to him, running the left side, and out over the 30 to about the 32 is Clayton Kiefer. Give him 4. Chilly in the press box at Murray, and I'm told that it's a thumbs up. So it's 2 thumbs up. If he had 3 thumbs, it'd be more. But we're going to have to get a hold of some of that at halftime. But right now, the Falcons trail 13-8, 1:40 to go in quarter number one. Pitches to Clayton. Coming the near side, stiff arm gives him a couple extra yards. Out of bounds, past the 35. That'll be near a first down. Seth Nernis on the tackle on the Murray sideline. Ball will be spotted at the right around the 38, 37, 38, and the officials, I think, are going to look at this one. So it's an official timeout. That's a Bread Dough timeout. If you're looking for a good timeout with your family, head down to the Bread Dough Pizza in Corydon. Great place to go before the game or after the game to celebrate. And the Falcons appear to be about 10 or 11 inches short. And that'll bring up 3rd and less than a yard from their own 38-yard line. And the Falcons break huddle. And a tight formation. Carson on the right side of the line. Tight end is Jameson on the left with Trent in the slot. And the pitch is to Clayton. He's got first down yardage and out over the 40, down near the Mustang 35. That'll be a Neeson Pharmacy first down for the Falcons. Seven-yard pickup for Clayton. And so the Falcons are in Mustang territory once again, courtesy Clayton Keeper handling the ball, took the kickoff return at the Falcon 5, and one return, a couple of runs later, he's at the Murray 35. Comes out for a play, dropping straight back is Moore, looking for Carpenter down the right sideline, open but incomplete over his head. Looked like a little bit of late contact with number 20. Matthew Barnes, no call on the play. And that'll make second and 10 after that incomplete pass, more intended for Carpenter. And we're under a minute to go in quarter number one. Murray leads Wayne 13-8. Clayton back in the backfield. Ball is loose, and diving for it, it looks like Murray has it at the 38. Falcons turn it over. And the Falcons now on defense once again, 51.3 seconds to go, quarter number one. Pitch to Ryder on the left side. Oh, and a hold. He's free, and he's going deep into the end zone, but there's going to be an illegal block near midfield. Clayton Keeper was caught and held, spun around. Flag falls at the Falcon 38. It's a hold, and they will come back. Ryder was freed up from Clayton's grasp, thanks to a little assistance from a teammate that the officials remind the Mustangs they can't do. So it'll be marked off. They mark off 15 yards. The flag was at the Falcon 38. They've marked off 15. So from the 28, throwing it incomplete is quarterback Siemens. seconds to go, quarter number one. Wayne trailing Murray 13-8. It's homecoming here at Murray. So, second and 10 from their own 28. Rolling to the right, pitching on the option play. Ryder, not much room, strung out well by the Falcons over toward the far sideline, and maybe a loss on the play. Clayton with the tackle eventually, but well played by the entire defensive line and linebackers for the Falcons. Loss of three on the play for Ryder. From their own 25, third down, and the first quarter will come to an end right now, with the Falcons trailing Murray 13-8. So they'll switch sides of the field and pick up there, and we'll be right back. CNC Custom Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton has been in business for over 40 years, a showroom of over 40,000 square feet. Stop in and check out all the recreational vehicles in stock and see what you want to take home. That's CNC Custom Cycle. Motor Inn. Steve Bunch and the sales associates at Motor Inn of Knoxville look forward to helping you find your next vehicle. Let them put you in a vehicle of your dreams. Motor Inn of Knoxville on Highway 14 North in Knoxville, Iowa. Randolph Funeral Home. For many, grief doesn't end with a funeral. Randolph Funeral Home offers grief support for all ages. Let them help you and your family in your time of need. Community First Credit Union. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, C1FTYOURVOYCE. CFirstYourVoice.com. Or like them on Facebook, federally. And we're back, ready to begin quarter number two with Wayne trailing Murray 13-8. Murray's ball on their own 25. Third down. Van Dyne has a beat on the quarterback, but he gets the ball away, throwing it long over the middle of the field, incomplete through the hands of Ryder, who was open at his own 30. And a Murray player appears to be down. We'll catch that if we can here. That's number 11, Alex Shaw, starting guard. But it'll be fourth and long for Murray. For Murray, we hope that Shaw is all right, holding his leg out at the Murray 20-yard line. Falcons heading over for some water, courtesy of the managers this year, Michaela Randolph, Amber Nickel, Amy Ewing, and Miranda Cruz. Coach Valentine heading over to inspire his defense. Would love to know what he's saying. And speaking of inspiring speeches by coaches, whatever Coach Elliott said at halftime, he didn't really share with me other than he didn't need to fire them up. They knew they were not playing their best, and decided they were going to pick it up from there. And congratulations to the Falcons on a good second half. And we'll be right back after a couple of messages from our sponsors. Windstream. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundled package that included free guest internet at lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value. Lowest prices and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134 and get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today, 641-888-0134. Midwest Assisted Living. As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little extra help. We have created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life and creates new experiences in a comfortable home-like setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to live life on their own terms. Our warm and caring staff offers assistance for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. We offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved ones. With around-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance that assistance will be there when you need it. I invite you to explore all of the benefits assisted living can offer. In Oskaloosa, contact Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care. And Shaw, the being assisted off the field, not to the sideline, but unfortunately over toward the emergency medical vehicle. We hope the young man's all right. 11:53 to go in second quarter. Murray in punt formation. Carpenter deep for the Falcons, standing at his own 20. Low snap. Gets to the punter. High punt. Fair catch called, and then Carpenter gets out of the way. Takes a big Murray bounce inside the 10. That ball was snapped from his own 25. So a quite a punt. But the Falcons hold and have the ball now at their own 8. First and 10, Lane. Carpenter in the slot. Clayton behind Moore. The pitch is back to Clayton, coming to his left and pushing and fighting for Moore. Blake Baker out in front of the play trying to block. Evan Sinclair in there helping. And about a 6-yard pickup for Clayton on first down. Gets it out to the 15. Second down, Wayne. And that wildcat formation with Carpenter taking the direct snap, handing it off to Clayton, coming to the right side. Nothing doing there, looking for a seam. Gets a little forward progress, but not much of a pickup. Murray ready for that one. And the ball is at the, let's call it the 16. .10:25 to go in the first half. Wayne trailing Murray, 13-8. Non-district play here tonight against two teams that could well see each other in the playoffs down the road. Oh, and a misdirection play, barely gets the handoff to Carpenter, and not much doing there for Trent. Looked like maybe Trent Moore turned the wrong way, and the punt team comes on. Ball will be spotted at the 16. Nothing for Carpenter on the carry. Keaton Nickel with the low end-over-end punt. Bounces across midfield, picked up by Ryder. It is 35. Ball's loose on the turf, fighting for it. I think he has it. I think Ryder was able to get his side turned and grab that ball back as Van Dyne was in the area. Horton was there as well. And the ball will be at the Falcon 38. Eight-yard return. And the handoff is to the second back, Nernis, grabbed by Evan Sinclair, holding on with all that shoulder can, gets some help from Ethan Horton and from Carson Kiefer. Ball is at the 35, gain of 3 for Nernis. Nearness. So from the Falcon 35, second and 7 for Murray, under 8 to go in quarter 2. Murray leading 13-8. Pitch back to Nernis, coming to the right side, stringing it out. Jameson gets some help now from Carson and gobs of other Falcons, but they're now blocked by the bench. Laid in on that one. Clayton in on that one. Ethan Horton in on that one. And down to the 33 now, pickup of two more. And so from the 33 now, third down and a long five to go for Murray. Backs in the eye. And up to the second back is Nernis. Gets a little seam and now breaks a tackle. He's going to the house. Touchdown, Seth Nernis, 33 yards. Carried it all three times that drive. Ouchie, mama. 8:33 to go in the second quarter. The kicker is short. Oh, boots it right into Carson Kiefer. That had to hurt. But a block for Kiefer. And so the PAT fails. And Murray leads Wayne 19-8. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory mobility and accessibility products. Let Hammer help you or your loved ones with home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. Hanson's Iowa Realty. When you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today, 774-5822. Betty Hanson of Hanson's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. 8:33 to go. Quarter number two. And we are going to have another Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff return for the Falcons. Clayton Kiefer and Trent Carpenter at the Falcon 5-yard line await the kick. They've kicked it to Clayton every time so far. And the smoke from the grill behind the press box in Murray is filling the air. This one is high, shorter, fielded by Carpenter at the 6. Now heading it up, fighting tacklers, and getting across the 20 out near the 25 is Trent. Out to the 24, so an 18. 18-yard return for Trent Carpenter. And the Falcons will put it in play from the 24. Clayton and Carpenter come out to the left. Carson, the only back with Trent, under center. Rolling to the near side, ball's loose. And Moore, I think, got it back. They had Moore by the jersey and were pulling him down, and so he was switching the ball to his left hand, came loose, and picked up by Trent at the Falcon 15. So a sack and a fumble, but Falcons maintain possession, losing 9 yards on the play. Shotgun now. Oh, it's wild. No, it's the shotgun and Moore throwing to Horton over the middle. Incomplete. Defended by number 32, Jack Jones. Third and a bunch now for Wayne. 7:41 to go. Quarter two, Murray leads Wayne 19-8. Carson comes out. Carpenter and Jamison to the left. Shotgun. stepping up into the pocket and throwing it long. Nice spiral, incomplete, intended for Clayton on the right side. And that'll bring up fourth down with 7:34 to go in the second quarter. Wayne with one nice drive tonight. Had the ball moving fairly well in another one before the fumble. Keaton Nickel on to punt. Clean snap. Better punt over to the right side if it takes a good bounce, and it does. Fielded at the 26 by Ryder. He loots the first Falcon and tries to get the sideline. He does. Carson throws him out of bounds into the Murray bench. Tate Van Dyne had a hand on him at the 28, but crossing midfield is Ryder. So from the 26 to midfield would be 14, and 5 is 19. And they have the ball at Wayne's 35. And Coach Elliott wants a Brett Doe timeout, reminding you for a good timeout with your friends and family, go to Brett Doe Pizza in Corydon. Your local Indianola car dealers have joined forces to provide you with the best-in-class sales and service in Warren County. They have over 1,500 vehicles available at their dealerships. Their sales and service staff are there to serve you in a small-town friendly atmosphere. They invite you to visit any of their dealerships for all of your automobile needs. That's Noble, Southtown, and Waters. Judd's Ranch House provides hot, fresh food, a country atmosphere, and plenty of room for everyone. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Judd's has a menu to please everyone. Everyone is headed to the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona, open Tuesday through Saturday. Stay ahead of the changing weather in Iowa and keep more money in your pocket by renting the equipment you need at Mack Hardware on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton. Mack Hardware rents chainsaws, log splitters, pole saws, and more. Call 774-0410 for more information. That's Mack Hardware in Sheraton. First down for Murray. Ball is at the Falcon 35. 7:20 to go in the second quarter with Murray leading Wayne 19-8. Ball loose on the turf, and falling on it immediately is the quarterback, Seaman. No gain on the play. So from the 35, we're under 7 minutes now in the second quarter. Ryder and Nernis in the I formation behind the quarterback, Simmons. Falcons drawn offsides, I think, there. Levi Overstreet crossing. We'll see if he was drawn off. Nope. Encroachment by Levi. So now from the just outside the Falcon 30, it'll be second and 5. Hand off to Nernis, looking for a gap. Carson grabs him. Clayton grabs him. Ethan grabs him high, pulls him down. Across the 30. So from the 28, two more for Nernis. And the ball's on the Falcon 28, where it's 3rd and 3. Time for a Great Western Bank great play of the game for the Falcon defense right now. And it'll be 3rd and 8. Sam Rockle jumping early. And the 5 that Wayne gave him will be taken right back. about a 4-yard mark off on the penalty. From the 28 to the 32. Once again, backs in the eye, and Nernis gets an awkward handoff. Clayton grabs him, and Carson finishes him off. Gets across the 30. A little surprising they're not going to Ryder more. Maybe he's their second half back, but it'll be fourth down now. And if that play before was big, this one's even bigger. This coming from about the 27. Dropping straight back. Simmons looking to throw, throwing it to the sideline. Incomplete. Turnover on downs. Falcon ball. So Wayne will get it back with 4:45 to go in the first quarter, in the first half. And that could end up being a momentum shifter for Wayne. Looking to get something going here in the first half. They had one good drive and a couple of turnovers that they sure would like to not repeat. Clayton is behind Moore. Carpenter in the slot to the right. Pitches to Clayton, coming to the right. Now he pulled it up like he was going to pass, but then ducks his head and just runs forward, banging off of Mustang after Mustang before settling for a short gain. So from the 26, the Falcons will have second down. They'll gain at the end of all that for Clayton. Two receivers each direction, and the officials are going to give timeout to Murray for a good timeout with your family. It's Red Dough Pizza in Gordon. If you have an accident, whether it's an animal, a tree, or whatever it is that's messed up your vehicle, you can count on Smith Auto Body in Sheraton to get your vehicle back to the way it was, all shiny and new. Call Smith Auto Body at 641-774-5008 for all your auto body work. Great Western Bank in Gordon. A home might be the single biggest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping to make life great. List your real estate with Red Hot Realty. Red Hot is your real estate A team, and they have an A list of buyers to get your property sold. List it, sell it. Call Red Hot Realty in Sheraton, 774-4242. We are at Murray tonight. Beautiful night for a football game. Flag is just hanging straight down the pole. And the lights are on in full effect. Falcons moving from west to east now and have twin receivers each direction. 4:04 to go in second quarter. Wayne trailing 19-8. Quick pass to the right. Carpenter screen gets a block from Clayton, and he's driving it forward, getting help from Clayton, but not enough. Gets across the 35. And that is enough for a Neeson Pharmacy first down. No, that was the signal, but that's not the end result. It's at the 35, just across it anyway. I'm having a little trouble understanding where this drive started. They had the ball at the 26, and now it's third and two. Clayton on the right side, first down yardage, and a little bit more. Clayton Keeper over midfield and across the Murray 35. Nine-yard pickup for Clayton, and that's a Neeson Pharmacy first down. Wayne with the ball on the Murray 34-yard line, trailing 19-8, under 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Carpenter and Clayton to the near side. Quick pass to Carpenter, catches it, the screen attempt again. It is complete, and he'll get a little bit, but not much. Put it at the 32. And it'll be second and eight from the Murray 32 for the Falcons. 2:27 to go in the second quarter. Horton, the lone receiver to the left, backs behind Moore. Hand off to Clayton on the right side through the line into the linebacker secondary across the 20 and brought down at the 18. That's a Neeson Pharmacy first down. 14-yard pickup for Clayton. Ball is inside the Mustang 19. We'll call it the 18. Carpenter wide left. Backs in the eye. Moore under center. So almost bobbles it. Barely has time to hand off to the fullback, Carson. And he'll get a half a yard. We'll give it to him. Falcons fortunate to avoid a fumble on that play. And now Clayton behind Moore will get the pitch. Head off to the right side. Stiff arm gets him free around the corner to the 10. Out of bounds, Clayton Keeper. Pickup of eight. And he's got over a yard left to go for the first down. But the Falcons are in the better equipment red zone now. Horton wide left, a minute 10 to go in the second quarter. The Falcons trailing 19-8. Pat Murray trying to get some momentum before halftime. Pitches to Clayton. He's got room. Blockers inside the five. And taken down there. That'll be a Neeson Pharmacy first down for Clayton Keeper. First and goal for the Falcons. At the Mustang 5, 58 seconds and counting for the Falcons. I'd like to see him hustle up to the line a little bit. Down to 50 seconds. Carson, the only back behind Moore. Ball's on the turf. Moore picks it up, tries to head forward, goes down to the 8. Clock counting at 30, and I think Coach Elliott's going to... Ball will be fortunately spotted for Wayne at the 5. I think they got a break there. Second and goal, Wayne. 38.1 seconds to go. Wayne trailing 19-8 to Murray here in Murray. Homecoming. We'll probably have an extended Hy-V halftime for you here coming up in just a minute. Your Cord and Hy-V does have a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials. They have fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-V in Corydon. Next time you see John Pry, tell him thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football Broadcast. John is a charter sponsor of ours. He's a Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Stop in, let him know. Let him give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. John offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what he can do for you. That's Farm Bureau agent John Fry in Corydon. Also, Roberta Chambers Chambers and Ralph Law Firm. Roberta is a charter sponsor of these broadcasts, now in our fourth season, bringing you Falcon football. Roberta is a proud sponsor of Wayne football. Moore under center, pitches it to Clayton, trying the left, now or right side, cutting it back, touchdown, Falcon. Clayton Keeper, 5 yards to the house, that's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Falcon touchdown brings them within five at 33.5 seconds to go in the first half. Pending the Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. Kiefer and Horton, and dropped by Moore and thrown to the right side, complete to Carpenter. Two-point PAT is good. So the Falcons trail 19-16. With 33 and a half seconds to go in the second quarter, here from Murray. Lucas County Health Center is there when you need them, with a full line of services from obstetrics to oncology, from physical therapy to diabetes education. We're here caring for you. We provide each patient with the highest quality, family-centered health care. Neeson Pharmacy provides personal, friendly, and reliable service. Neeson is your hometown pharmacy. Neeson Pharmacy is on the southwest corner of the Corridon Square. Check out their selection of Iowa and Iowa State apparel. Whether you're a Hawk or a Cyclone, Neeson Pharmacy has it for you. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming up. Looks like Levi Overstreet has the ball teed up. Not sure what Tate Van Dyne have word here in the press box. There may be an injury to Tate. Levi with a short kick fielded and sliding down immediately at the 23 is Matthew Barnes, number 20. No return. Generous spot once again to the 24. So from their own 24 with 32.1 seconds to go, Murray has the ball. Falcon defense looking for a hold and some momentum heading into halftime. Van Dyne not on the defensive line, so we'll try to get a little bit more on that for you here maybe at our during our high D halftime. Hand off to Nernis, running left, and hit by Overstreet and Carson Kiefer. And ball's now at the 28, so plus four. Nine seconds and counting. Murray's still in the huddle. I think this will end with your high V halftime score. Murray 19, Wayne 16. And that is your Heidi halftime score. Murray 19, Wayne 16. And we will be right back with your Heidi halftime after these words from our sponsors. Wayne Falcon football is being brought to you by Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer Medical help you or your loved ones with your home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. Hanson's Iowa Realty. When you are looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hansen of Hansen's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. The Indianola Auto Group. Your local Indianola car dealers have joined forces to provide you with the best-in-class sales and service in Warren County. They have over 1,500 vehicles available at their dealerships. Their sales and service staff are there to serve you in a small-town friendly atmosphere. They invite you to visit any of their dealerships for all of your automobile needs. Noble, Southtown, and Waters. Judd's Ranch House.
See one yard line. And it is a block in the back against Murray, bringing that one back as well. That's the second time he's crossed the end zone line to be called back on penalty. Let's see where the flag rests at the 21 of Murray. No wonder that hole was so big. Ran 12 seconds off the clock. Looked pretty fast for a 12-second 100-yard dash. And the ball will go back to the 11-yard line. So from their own 11, Murray now will start. Sinclair, Jameson, Baker on the Falcon defensive line. Pitches back to Ryder. He's not tired yet. And the Falcons drive him out of bounds around the 15. Second thought, he's still inbound. Ball will be spotted at the just inside the 14, gain of 4, or just inside the 15. Gain of 4 for Ryder, second and 6 for Murray. Murray and Nernis, the backs behind Simmons. Handoff coming around the near side is Rockhold and brought down out in the open by Carson. Gets to the 19, and it'll be third down for Murray. Ball is getting close to the 20. Need to get out to across the 21. About a 2-yard need here. And the play is strung out and into the backfield. Ryder now trying to elude Falcons. Keep going backward. And Wayne tackles him deep in Mustang territory. Nowhere to go for Ryder. Tried to reverse his direction, and the Falcons were into the backfield. Let's see where they give it forward progress. They'll put it all the way back at the 5. Great play. Great Western Bank, great play for the Falcons. Loss of 14 on the play, and it's fourth down. Fourth and Tuesday for Murray in a high punt. Need to get out of the way of that one, and it's downed inside the Mustang 30. It'll be placed at the Mustang 29, no return. And the Falcons will take over for their first series of the second half at the Murray 29-yard line, trailing 19-16, 9:47 to go in the third quarter. Van Dyne at center, Moore, the quarterback, with Clayton behind him. Pitches to Clayton, trying left, bouncing it outside. He gets the corner around, ducking his head and driving it out of bounds. Clayton Keeper. And that's a Neeson Pharmacy first down for the Falcons inside the 15-yard line. Carson and Clayton behind Moore. The handoff is to Clayton. Nothing doing there. Nice play by the 56, George Barber. Loss on the play for Clayton. Take away about a yard on that one. And from the Mustang 16, it'll be second down for the Falcons, trailing 19-16 in the third quarter. Carpenter and Horton to the right. Moore now to the... What is going on? Oh, that's not Moore. My eyesight was failing me. Carson split out wide to the left. But it'll be a 5-yard penalty against Wayne. So it'll be second and about 16 now for Wayne. Under 9 to go in the third quarter. Carpenter and Horton to the right. Clayton now to the left. Carson in the backfield with Moore. Shotgun. Snaps it clean, throwing it over the middle to Clayton, complete, and trying to strip the ball is Murray, blown dead. Let's see where they mark forward progress, but the completion. And the ball will set at the just outside the 10. So a 10-yard pickup on that one. And the Falcons need about 5 more for a first down. Moore under center. Clean snap, dropping straight back. A little bit of pressure rolling to his right. Throwing toward the end zone. Incomplete. Intended for Jameson. That was an incompletion, but Moore threw that in about the best spot he could. The only person that was going to catch that was Tyler. And obviously he didn't, but neither did the Mustangs. So the Falcons keep the ball as fourth down now. A long 5 to go for the Falcons. Empty backfield, Moore from the gun. Twin receivers each direction. Clean snap. Pressure, tucking it under, throwing it high to the end zone. In and out of the hands of Carpenter. Taking my breath away. Incomplete. Turnover on downs for the Falcons. We'll see if that one comes back to haunt the Falcons at 8:03 of the third quarter. And Murray takes over from their own 10. Bingham Construction. Trust your next building project to a winning team. Bingham Construction. Call Roger Bingham, 203-0578. They'll get the job done for you. Bingham Construction. Here comes Murray. Handoff. Nernis up the middle. Stacked up by the Falcons. He'll gain a little bit, but... Gets it out to the 14. Second and 6 now. Murray on their own 14. 7.5 minutes to go in the third quarter with Murray leading Wayne, 19-16. Two receivers out to the right for Murray. Nernis the only back in with Simmons. And he's blocking and getting his hands on the quarterback and going down near the goal line. Looks like Mitch Sinclair, the freshman. So back at the, I can't tell for sure, the 2-3 yard line, somewhere in there. The ball is inside the PAT line, so we'll call it from the 2. Flag down. Flag. And it's an equipment, illegal helmet. And it's a penalty against Murray. It doesn't amount to much, loss of a yard. So really back from the one now. Falcon defensive line can get a little pressure. We might be able to pick up two of those 3 points we're behind. Hand off to the right side, and it's Nernis getting some good yardage, driven out of bounds over the 10. 6:18 now to go in the third. Ball to the 12, so 11-yard pickup there. And the drive started from their 10, so they got to get out a high punt. Fair catch called for. Oh, and I don't believe this. It's going to be a touchdown, Murray. Carpenter called for the fair catch. Fumbled it, caught in the air by Matthew Barnes, that run in from the 32. Officials conferring, but there are no flags on the field. At the 35, the officials are conferring. Carpenter called for a fair catch to field the punt around the 30. And it seemed to just die as it got to him, and he dropped down to a knee, and it bounced off his chest. It didn't hit the ground. Now the referee over talking to the Murray coaching staff, and now calling the players over, and they're going to go talk to Coach Elliott on this. So we're going to take a quick Red Dough Pizza timeout. And for a good time out with your family, go to Red Dough Pizza in Corydon. Ball is now being spotted at the Falcon 35. So from the Falcon 35, Murray has the ball. Ryder stacked up at the line of scrimmage by 6 of the 8 Falcons on the field. Forward progress is just across the 35. We'll still call it at the 35. Second and 10. Falcon defense needs to dig in. They've had seen some momentum, what could have been there, slipping away in the last 2 minutes of this game. Hand off to Nernis up the middle. Gets free. Gets around to the corner, diving for the end zone. One official signals touchdown. The other is marking it inside the 5. The one along the sideline, the official running the sideline, is marking it out of bounds inside the 5. Nernis eating up the Falcons, not Ryder tonight. And it'll be first and goal for Murray from the 1. Hand off to Nernis and stacked up Mitch and Ethan, Evan. Mitch was the first one with the hit on that, though. Ball still at the 1. It's second and goal. 4:51 and counting to go in quarter number 3, with Murray leading Wayne at the moment, 19-16, knocking on the Falcon door. Hand pitches back to Ryder, and he will cut it up the middle. Touchdown, Murray. Touchdown for Murray with 4:32 to go in the third quarter. Short bringing the tee onto the field for the PAT kick attempt, courtesy Randolph Funeral Home. And there is a penalty called against the Falcons, and I believe that will be assessed on the kickoff. Personal foul, didn't see who. The snap, and Ryder picks it up, throws it to the end zone, and it's complete to Rockle. Picks it up off the top of the grass, and 2 points makes your score. Murray 27, Wayne 16. With 4:32 to go in the third quarter. Danco Sporting Goods in Centerville offers the best selection of sporting goods in the area. Danco family owned since 1979, offering you the selection of quality sporting goods so you can play proud. Danco Sports. Every inch counts in the red zone, just like every inch counts for farmers out in the field. At Case IH, we're helping farmers get the most out of every acre with products that are powerful, productive, and reliable, so they're ready for the challenges ahead. The world of farming is changing. Be ready with Case IH. From Fetters Equipment on Highway 2, 2 miles east of Florida. And take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers Performance System. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-bin continuous counterflow drying. Murray getting the benefit of a of the Falcon penalty on the PAT attempt, or just prior to the PAT attempt. So rather than kicking from the 30, they will kick plus 15 from the Wayne 35. Falcons need to be careful. This is a great time to try an onside kick. Ball's already at the Falcon 35. Rockled. The boot is along the ground, picked up by Jameson, lumbering over to the left side across the 20. So from the 14 to the 22, Tyler Jameson, 8-yard kick return. Falcons will start from their own 22, trailing Murray 27-16 in the third quarter. Clayton behind Moore, tight formation, but twin trip receivers to the right. Clayton to the right side, running over Rockhold and across the 25 to the 26. Give him four. It'll be second and six from the Falcon 26. Wayne trailing by 11 points here in the third quarter. Murray sideline and fans really starting to make some noise getting into this game. Falcons need to move the ball effectively on this drive. Straight up the gut is Clayton. And gets about a yard. It'll be third down. Third and five from the 27 of the Falcons. Carson comes over to the Falcons sideline. Horton and Carpenter And Clayton now to the left, empty backfield. Jameson, the tight end on the right side of the line. Shotgun Moore, heavy pressure, stepping up in the pocket, but nowhere to go. He'll go down at the Falcon 25-yard line. So an ineffective drive here. We'll bring out Keaton Nickel, standing in his own 15, awaiting the snap from Tate Van Dyne. Ryder standing on his 25. Punt is toward the Murray sidelines, and it bounces past Ryder inside the 15. Van Dyne misses, and good Falcon tackling downfield. Nichols down there. Carson is down there. Clayton is down there. And the ball's at the 18. Murray will put it in play from there with 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Leading Lane 27-16 here at Homecoming in Murray. Falcons playing their second homecoming of the season. They'll have their third one next week, and it'll be their own. First back through is Nernis, and stacked up and brought down, getting across the 20. Ryder was the one everyone had gotten all the attention, and has looked really good tonight, but they've emphasized Nernis, and effectively, the ball's at the 21, gain of 3 on that one. Falcon defense, nose tackle, Draven Jellison digs in, Mitch Sinclair on the left tackle, Jameson on the right, handoff, the forcing Ryder up the middle, not much there, Sinclair pounces on him, wow, he's every bit as aggressive as Evan was as a freshman. Nothing gained on that one for Ryder. Third and 7 for Murray. Minute 10 to go in the third quarter. Draven occupies a lot of space at nose tackle. They're coming Ryder this way to the right side. Now cutting it sharply back across the grain, and he's got a big gap and pushed along the sidelines out of bounds by Carpenter. But not until he gets deep into Falcon territory at 26. Made that one happen all on his own. 19 and 14, 33-yard gain for Ryder. And again, he did that all on his own. This time, Nernis, the second back through, and gets the ball and inside the Falcon 15. Spotted at the 14, and that'll be another first down. Be a 12-yard pickup. Ball's at the Falcon 14, under a minute to go in the first half, or the third quarter. Nernis coming left, breaks a couple of tackles, and brought down inside the one by Clayton Keeper. Boy, he's bouncing off of Falcons now. Nernis, big back, listed as 6'4", 215, and he's punishing the Falcons right now. 13-yard pickup there makes first and goal from the Falcon 1. Bo Sinclair is on the left side of the Falcon defensive line. Hand off to Nernis. He's in for the touchdown. Yeah. 6.2 seconds to go in the third quarter. Wayne now trails 33-16. And they need a spark. They need it quick. Short on for the PAT attempt. And again, Ryder pulls it up, going to try to throw. Clayton Kiefer says, not tonight. So Falcons have just 16, the Murrays 33, with 6 seconds to go in quarter number three. And Falcons need a big fourth quarter here. Gordon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Gordon State Bank, security for your online banking. CNC Custom Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton has been in business for over 40 years with a showroom of over 40,000 square feet. Stop in and check out all their recreational vehicles in stock and see what you want to take home. That's CNC Custom Cycle in Sheraton. Steve Bunch and the sales associates at Motor Inn of Knoxville look forward to helping you find your next vehicle. Let them put you in the vehicle of your dreams. Motor Inn of Knoxville on Highway 14 North in Knoxville, Iowa. And the Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt, again, was no good, thanks to Clayton Kiefer. And your Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff to the Falcons bounces and is fielded by Carpenter at the 5, coming up the middle, now breaking it to the left, a little bit of room out past the 30, 35, and shoved into the Falcons' sidelines. So Carpenter gets 31 on the kick return, and that'll end quarter number three. Let's see, the give Trent 33, and the ball's out to the Falcon 38. So end of the third quarter, and your score is Murray 33, Wayne 16. So after three quarters, the Falcons find themselves down by, well, without a field goal kicker, they're down 3 touchdowns. And that's what it's going to take to get them back in this game. For many, grief doesn't end with a funeral. Randolph Funeral Home offers grief support for all ages. Let them help you and your family in your time of need. Randolph Funeral Home in Gordon. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website at seefirstyourvoice.com or like them on Facebook. Federally insured by NCUA. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundled package that included free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. So do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for your best value. Lowest prices and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal KIIC got. Call Danielle, 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134 and get specialized small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today, 641-888-0134. Falcons begin quarter number four with a penalty. Clayton with a little eager play there. And so a 4-yard loss on the 5-yard penalty for the Falcons puts it at the 34. it from there, from the gun, Moore, clean snap, looking, nothing, throwing to the right, complete, short gain to Jamison. Tyler had just slipped from his tight end spot up and took a cut to the right. Ball was there, gets a midfield, plus seven. So from midfield, the Falcons have second and about eight. Three receivers to the right. Clayton goes in motion. And it's the Wildcat. Trent on the right side gets across midfield, not quite to the 35. So the ball will be spotted at the 37. Gain of three for Carpenter. And it'll be third down for the Falcons and about four more to go for a Neeson Pharmacy first down. We're under 11 to go in the game. 33-16 Murray. Obviously, it's four down territory for Wayne if they shouldn't get this. But twin receivers each direction. More empty backfield. Under pressure to the right side. His jersey was grabbed. He throws a pick at around the 30, number 32. Jack Jones with the interception at the Murray 30. And 10:29 to go. Falcons turn it over. I imagine we're going to see a steady diet of Seth Nurnes on this. There's Ryder with the handoff coming to the right side. Gets around and the block downfield on Carpenter. Oh! Stiff arm by Ryder twice, and he's going to go to the house. Questionable block on Carpenter by the lineman. Fifty-yard touchdown run for Andrew Ryder. No flags on the field. A couple of good stiff arms by Ryder, and a good questionable block by his lineman. And he's in the house. PAT attempt. The kick is high enough, long enough, and Short puts it through. 10:15 to go in the third quarter, or fourth quarter. Makes the score Murray 40, Wayne 16. This is already getting out of hand, but it could get ugly if the Falcons can't put something on the board quickly. As we turn through the pages of our lives, we all experience times when we need a little help. We've created an assisted living environment which combines and celebrates these memorable aspects of life and creates new experiences in a comfortable, home-like setting. Assisted living strikes a balance between the need for a helping hand and the desire for each individual to have a life on their own terms. Our warm and caring staff offers the assistance for each person's needs while providing the space, freedom, and flexibility to make one's own choices and enjoy life. A variety of amenities will assist you in the care of you or your loved one. With round-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance that assistance will be there when you need it. I invite you to explore all the benefits assisted living can offer in Oskaloosa. Call Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care. Your Chamberson Ruff Law Firm kick return for the Falcons. Bobbled at the 10. And Carpenter coming to the near sideline, brought down abruptly at the 15. So from the Falcon 15. Yeah, it's his helmet, his head went down, and I think they're going to call a face mask penalty. The short variety, and ball sits on the so from their own 20 is where the drive officially will start. And the pitch is back to Clayton, looking for a block, trying to set it up. Now cutting it up to the middle of the field, across the 25, out near the 30. And slow, pulling all the players up. Give him 9. So from the Falcon 29, it's just shy of the, right around the 29. It's second and a long one. More under center. The two backs, both keepers, I believe, with him. Handoff is to Carson. He's got the first down. He's got a chance. Trying to break through. Ryder catches him from behind at the 30. Carson with a big gainer, and the ball is at the Murray 29. So from the Falcon 29 to the Murray 29 is a 22-yard run. Carson giving the Falcons a little bit of life, but with 9 minutes to go and the Falcons by trailing by 24 points, that's 3 touchdowns and all 3 successful PATs. Clayton coming to the near side, ducks his head, runs over one Mustang. That was an Allert Lumber Company big hit, put down by Clayton Kiefer on offense, jarring the helmet of the Mustang. Clayton wants a call on a face mask, doesn't get it. Heads back to the huddle, and he'll try it again, this time from the Falcon 23, a gain of 6. Second and 4 for Wayne. After that 6-yard gain on Neeson Pharmacy, first down for the Falcons. Hand off to Clayton, trying the right side. He'll get one or two, and big stack. Barber, I think, on the tackle. They'll spot it at the 22, gain of 1. And it'll be 3rd and 3 for Wayne, 7:50 to go in the game. Wayne trails Murray 40-16. Baker, Van Dyne, and Sinclair across the Falcon line. Moore dropping back, throwing to the right side, complete to Jamison, out of bounds, but that appears to be a Neeson Pharmacy first down. Ball will be spotted at the 18-yard line. Gain of 4. And that is a Neeson Pharmacy first down for the Falcons. And they are in the better equipment red zone, looking to put some points on the board. Clayton, the lone back, under 7.5 minutes to go in the game. Hands off to Carpenter, coming around on a little counter play. Gets inside the 15, down near the 10. Give him 8, 2nd and 2 on the 10. Falcons looking for a score, heading toward the east goal. Pitches to Clayton. No, nothing there, but he hesitates and slips through Clayton Kiefer with a nice cut. And he's into the house. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona with a Falcon touchdown of 10 yards for Clayton Kiefer. .646 to go in the game. And your Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt for the Falcons coming right up. Score at the moment is 40-22. The Falcons need 2 points in a big bad way if they want to stay on track. Otherwise, they're still 3 scores behind. Moore into the end zone, knocked away, intended for keeper. PAT fails, and Wayne trails 40-22 with 6:46 to go in the fourth quarter. Your Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming up. Wayne trails. And we are going to check our Thunderbolt app here. See what kind of scores we got updated. Again, get the Thunderbolt app from KIIC. Davis County 17, Alvia 14 in the third quarter. That's a surprise. Alvia's got a very good team. Davis County's been up and down. Oskaloosa leading Sheraton in Sheraton's homecoming 21-7. Eddyville has put 12 on the board, but Iowa City Regina has 42. Let's scroll down here and see Central Decatur 21, Clark 7. Belcher, Dallas 40, Moravia 0, halftime. Third quarter, Lamoni 68, Seymour 0. Onside kick attempt is fielded at the 35 by Murray. Twin Cedars 36, Meskwaki Settlement 8, third quarter. So from their own 35, Murray with the ball, 6:44 to go. Ryder hesitating, juking, stutter-stepping, coming through a pile. There were Falcons all around him, and he squiggled, I guess, through to about the 40. That should have been about a gain of a half yard, and Ryder got 5 out of it. So just across midfield. It'll be second and a short 5 for Murray. Falcon defense digs in, fumble ball on the ground, picked up immediately by the quarterback and stacked up right at the line of scrimmage. Murray's had 3 or 4 of those, thankfully, for the Falcons, but Wayne's had a couple as well. 5:45 to go now in the game. Ball's at midfield. Third and 5, Murray from the midfield stripe, and 5.5 minutes to go. They're in no big hurry, eating up clock with an 18-point lead. Handoff, Nernis grabbed by Mitch Sinclair, stacked up. He's going to gain maybe a yard, but maybe not. Falcons string it out and end up driving Nernis down on the far sideline. And they bring the punter in. So from midfield, 4:45 to go. Clean snap. Punt is over the diving Blade Baker. And Carpenter lets it bounce, and it dies pretty much where it bounces. Falcons will get the ball at the 18 or 19-yard line. Call it the 19. So with 4.5 minutes to go in the game, 4:38 actually, Wayne trails 40-22 to Murray. Carpenter splits out wide left. Clayton behind Moore. Carson, it looks like, back there too. Clayton hit as he gets the ball. George Barber into the Falcon backfield, and Clayton is taken down for maybe a loss on the play to the 18. Second down and 11 now for Wayne from their own 18. Trent and Ethan Horton now out to the left, and Clayton by himself behind Moore under center. Dropping straight back. Heavy pressure by Barber, and he's going to get Moore. Same player going through the same gap, two plays in a row. That can't make Coach Elliott happy. If the same player goes through the same gap, two plays in a row, somebody's not communicating on the offensive line. Coach Elliott wants a timeout to come out and let the Falcon offensive line know. And so we'll take a Red Dough timeout also. For a great timeout with your family, go to Red Dough Pizza in Corydon. 3rd and 17 for the Falcons with 3:37 to go in the game. Trailing Murray 40-22. Reminder, after the game, we'll bring you our Shivers Manufacturing Player of the Game for the Falcons. And wrap things up. From Murray, it's homecoming here, and it right now is a tremendous uphill battle for the Falcons. Trailing Central Decatur was ahead of Clark 21-7 a little bit ago, but I'll double check that. Had a request in the press box here. Coach Elliott getting his little fanny off the field. And the Falcons will put it back in play from the 11. Dropping back Moore, throwing it long. He's got a man. It's Clayton Kiefer diving at the 30-yard line. That's quite a throw. Got him in the hands, but he had to dive for it. Laid out flat. Clayton Kiefer couldn't catch it. It was right in front of me at the 30, and the ball spotted at the 11, so that's quite a throw. Central Decatur 21-7 over Clark at halftime. That's the latest score I've got. I'm sure it's in the second half now. 3:30 to go. 40-22 Murray. Fourth down and long. Shotgun. Under pressure. Moore will not get it away. He'll go down inside the 10. That's a turnover on downs, and this game's about to turn ugly. First and goal from the 4. We have 3:23 to go. Murray takes over from the Falcon 4. Melcher Dallas 62, Moravia 0. Final score. And from the 4, the run in the middle, couldn't tell who did it, but nothing there, so it looks like from the 4 again. Seymour got 6 points, but Lamoni got 80, and they're in the fourth quarter. Nernis to the left side, and he is stopped short. Blade Baker with the initial grab. And maybe have lost a yard there. Third and goal from the 5 for Murray. No big loss not to get in the end zone. The clock keeps running. It's 2:15 now to go in the game. Twin Cedars, 36, Meskwaki Settlement, 8 in the third quarter. And the quarterback rolling to the right throws incomplete, stopping the clock, giving the Falcons a break. No score to report on the Tri-County HLV Victor game. So we got Melcher beating Moravia, Seymour losing, and Twin Cedars beating Meskwaki. Here the Falcons trail 40-22. 1:59 to go in the game. Is fourth and goal for Murray at the Falcon 5. Dropping back to pass. The quarterback throws into the end zone. Wide open. Touchdown for homecoming king, Sam Rockle. It's crowned king, scores a touchdown. Quite a night. 1:53. And Short's kick is through on the Randolph Funeral Home PAT. So now Wayne trails Murray 47-22. In favor of Murray over Wayne. 1:53 to go in the game. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They got a full line of respiratory mobility and accessibility products. Let Hammer help you and your loved ones with home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. Hanson's Iowa Realty reminds you, when you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheridan is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today, 774-5822. Betty Hanson of Hanson's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Your Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff return coming up for the Falcons with 1:53 to go in the game. And the move will be fielded by Carpenter at the 10, coming up the right side, across the 20, out near the 25. And it will be spotted at the 25, so a 15-yard return. .146 to go in the game. Wayne trailing Murray, 47-22. They've had some opportunities and just have not done much here in the second half. And coming up the gut, out over the 25. Carson Keeper on the carry. Less than a yard maybe on that one, so it's pretty much second and 10 from the 25. We gave him a half yard earlier in the game. We'll give him another half and make it a yard. Pitches to Clayton. He's got a blocker. He gets around the corner, across the 30, 35, ducks his shoulder, driving his legs and pushed out of bounds into the official right along the sideline. Nernis flirting with a penalty there, but that'll be a Neeson Pharmacy first down for Clayton Kiefer. And the ball will be set at the 39. 14-yard pickup and a Neeson Pharmacy first down for Clayton Kiefer. and a penalty to boot will be marked off against Wayne. I guess he didn't like being shoved out of bounds after the play was dead. Go figure that. The 13-yard penalty on the unsportsmanlike conduct puts the ball back at the 25. He had a 14-yard run. Wouldn't that be a first down? And then a 15-yard dead ball penalty afterwards. But the scoreboard says 2nd and 9. The officials now conferring. They gave him 15. All right, so 15-yard run to midfield, and then backed him up 15 yards. So 1st and 25 for the Falcons. Pitches to Clayton on the right side. He's got a block, but not enough blocks. He's going to pick up across the 35. So it's a 12-yard pickup. No. 33.6 seconds to go in the game. Wayne trailing 47-22. Clock starting once again. Falcons handoff coming this way is Clayton. Again, throwing. Oh, a face mask goes uncalled. Forward progress ruled down at the 35. So from the 35 of Murray. Clock runs out. Murray 47, Wayne 22. That's your final from Murray. Your final score, Murray Mustangs 47, Wayne Falcons 22. Clock runs out on Wayne with the ball on the Mustang 35. And we'll be right back with your post-game wrap-up in just a few moments.
Wayne Falcon football is being brought to you by Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer Medical help you or your loved ones with your home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you.